The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
There you have it. 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are on this Thursday, and this is your over-informed radio talk show host. I still can't get over that. That was the subject of conversation after Jeff called yesterday on the show. Man, I got to hand it to some people, over-informed. Well, it's better than being under-informed, huh? At least, you know, see, this is the thing about our listeners on this show. They do their homework. Well, that's, you know, good bully for you guys. You know, see, if you didn't do your homework and you, like everybody else, sat back and just kind of did their own thing and not worry about, you know, we'll go on with life, you know, we'll just go do our own thing, dum da dum dum da dum, you know, and forget about, you know, stuff that sticks out like a sore thumb and just ignore it. It will come back to haunt you. It sneaks up and bites you. I mean, that's the plan. And everybody's looking at convenience. That's the way it is. So, you know, see, the thing is that when we started this show out in 2000, that's how long we've been going on here. We're in year 24. And, you know, we'd like to stay that way. Want to keep the momentum going, which is why we have the Vitamir toothpaste donation campaign going on. You donate more than $25 and you call the best way to do it is to call the Power Mall when we open at 8 a.m. Central at 877-817-9829. And you donate 25 or more, you get a free tube of Vitamir toothpaste. So that's just one of the many things that we do to stay on the show. Shopping at the Power Mall is another way, because the Power Mall and the Power Hour are connected. Right now, we've got Grown by Nature products 10% off with free shipping, 10% off iComplex CS and Vitamir products. We had an issue with the spring sale we did last month. Apparently, the site was having issues calculating the two different promotions we were offering. And for if for any reason you were trying to place an order online and the computer ran home to mama, as it were, please give us a call at the Power Mall to have Jay place your order and we'll honor the discount for you, okay? We appreciate you and shopping at the Power Mall because that's what keeps us on the air. We're 100% listener-supported and reader-supported. That's why you don't see a whole bunch of ads on our website. And we still have that Rick satellite dish to give away. It's a system. Normally, the average person out there would pay $300 for with free shipping. For Power Hour listeners, it's $249 with free shipping. And we're giving one away that was donated. And so, you know, if you want to win it, got to send us a letter. Either through support at thepowerhour.com or snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, with your name, address, and phone number, and either way, and let us know why you want it. Could be one sentence, could be five sentences, but you don't have to write a dissertation or a thesis. Not necessary. This isn't Queen for a Day. You know, where we sit there and I put you on the throne and, you know, put a crown on your head and you sit there and bawl. No, it's not like that. We want to make it exciting to listen to the show. Global Star has this Galaxy 19 satellite link, and they send you the show vis-a-vis that satellite dish. RickSatelliteUSA.com is where you get them if you don't want to wait and compete with everybody else for the free one. You can buy one for $249 from RickSatelliteUSA.com. Rick Kaler up in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, will take care of you. He'll even help you set it up over the phone, of course. He won't come out there and help you. You're going to have to do that yourself. But he wants to make sure before he sells you a system. This is how caring our people are that work with this show. He wants to make sure that you can actually use the system. If you live in the woods, I mean, it's nothing we can do about that. You have to be able to point it to the equator. You know, that's where the satellite is, right? And most of the satellites orbit around the equator. You have to be able to point it to the south with a clear line of sight. And if you don't, well, I mean, there's not much we can do for you. All right, so you can watch the Power Hour video replay each day on Rumble, or you can click the videos tab on thepowerhour.com to watch. Some of you can't because you don't want to get up this early, you know, like a lot of us. No, I don't think it's that way, really. I enjoy getting up early because of the military. 5 a.m., man. Doop. That's my time. Body clock. You know, because I know at 5:30, the drill sergeants are going to come in and start banging on the trash cans, waking everybody up and dumping people out of their bunks. I feel for those who are on the top bunk because that floor is hard. I know those of you who served in the military know exactly what I'm talking about. We have a new partner, Pepper Beef Freeze Dried Beef, and that's part of our partners tab out there. Lion Energy, EMP Shield, OptiVita Hemp Products, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, James McCanny, Water Filters, My Pillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star West Botanicals, Flight Connections, and EMF Rocks. See, you go to the partners tab on thepowerhour.com and click on that. All right? And, you know, those of you that do not have internet, I'm sorry. This is what happens, and this is the unfortunate thing. This is what happens in the digital age. Because they want to make it so convenient, and a lot of our audience doesn't like that idea. I'm too old to learn this. There are people out there that are going out and getting bachelor's and master's degrees at 90 years of age, and it makes you wonder why they do it. Well, I tell you why. Because knowledge is power. Simply put, that's our mantra here at the Power Hour. All right, so there you have that. We have the, and if you want knowledge, those of you who are having issues with the 5G cell towers that are up, we have a 2024 EMF Hazard Summit coming your way from April 11th through the 14th, and we have a free guide you can download by going to the Partners tab and clicking on that. It's a free guide to electrosensitivity. It'll have all those symptoms that when you're exposed to cell phones, Wi-Fi, and all that other EMF garbage that you'll get. That's what the guide includes and how to stop a lot of that. Hopefully, we're going to be joined by Dr. Mark Richards. He's a former White House physician consultant to two U.S. presidential administrations. Has a book out called Nobody Wants You Healthy. We've talked about it before. We've had him on the show before. But he has a full opinion article out that we're going to be talking to him about. Risk of death, strokes, and heart attacks is increased by 450% if plastic is in your arteries. He has an article of interest, nanoplastics in our bloodstream, a silent contributor to heart disease. And that's going to be available on the email blast. I know, if you have internet. Otherwise, you have to listen to the show because we talk about what's on the email blast, right? 8 minutes after the hour of 7. Our time. I know you're looking at your watch going, it's Eastern time here, Dave. Yeah, I know. Well, you must be overinformed like me. You immediately went to your watch. It's kind of weird how things work out. And we'll talk about this because it's affecting everybody, not just people in the U.S. The death toll and the number of missing and injured climbs post 7.4 earthquake in Taiwan. Death toll has risen to 9, 50 more people reported missing. Number of injured is over 1,050. The quake triggered landslides in mountainous regions and caused buildings and tunnels to collapse, trapping 137 people in cars, buses, and tunnels. 87,000 homes are without power right now. Taiwanese seismologists said the 1999 quake unleashed more destructive energy and struck an area where more buildings were in danger of collapse, but this last Wednesday's quake, that was yesterday morning, came close to its intensity. Both quakes were strong enough to not only knock people off their feet, but actually fling them into the air. Imagine that. And you thought that the Lord was coming back. No! I'm going up. Yeah, no, sorry. Now, here's the thing. I'm moving the stories around a little bit this morning because there's only three of them in the world news that I thought were worth sharing, because the rest of them is all gobbledygook. He said, she said, opinions. See, this is what they're doing these days because they got nothing better to do. There's no actual news per se that's worth reporting, so they got to report opinions. So-and-so said that so-and-so needs to go to jail because, and we're all like, what? It's like E.F. Hutton when E.F. Hutton talks. Japan has implemented an anti-loneliness law, and we thought we'd heard everything. Japan's Act on Promotion of Policy for Loneliness and Isolation went into effect this past Monday, 1 year after Parliament enacted it. The law identifies loneliness as an issue for society as a whole and tasks the government at all levels with providing support for lonely and isolated people. Yeah. Oh, let's play that America record. It's all the lonely people. Yeah. Yeah, the loneliness law was passed in Japan at the beginning of April 2023 as a response to the growing sense of isolation among Japanese citizens after the lockdowns and social distancing measures of the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. Folks, that was all by design. They wanted you separated for a reason. And see, people are going, oh, they did not. They were looking out for our safety. Really? You see, it's all over the world that this is going on. They're turning people against each other. And it's clear because of, you know, one of the prime examples was yesterday's conversation from Jeff from North Carolina, who had his Marine buddy over there, and his Master Sergeant Marine said, Dave's overinformed. Because he didn't like what Dave was saying. You see, that's the pushback. That's what happens. And they go out and they believe everything the government tells them. And wherever they got, you know, I mean, Deborah Birx, you know, the Dr. Birx, they got up there, the scarf lady. We need to stay 6 feet apart. We need to stop the spread. So we're going to close everything down for 15 days. And then, oh, that worked. Let's see what we can do next. She lied about it and admitted it. And she's still living. She's making money off a book of lies, telling you how she lied about everything. And how they invented it all. And you wonder why everybody's lonely? Because they bought into the garbage. It's nothing but a flu bug, a bad cold, and yet they got everybody. You go to Japan right now, like China, everybody's wearing a mask. I mean, you cannot see because, see, they've conditioned everybody to wear a mask. It's like, you know, maybe they should pass a law on stupidity. Maybe you should tell their population the truth, you know, because there's something else going on behind the scenes with this loneliness law. But we need to have outreach. Guess what? Their population is decreasing. Are you surprised? Everybody's so lonely, they don't have sex. They don't want to procreate. Oh, wait a minute. That's against God's law, right? God said, be fruitful and multiply. But what are they doing? Hibernating. Oh, we have to. They're still on lockdown in their brain. See, that's the problem with a lot of Americans still. We're on lockdown in our brain. We don't get out. We don't talk to people. Well, some of you do. I know our listeners probably do. I mean, if you're hibernating and you're sitting there saying, I'm lonely. Well, that's on you, buddy. That's on you. Come on. We're better than that. We're God's kids. We're better than that. Children. All right, children. You know, we try to be friendly here. That's why I use it. A kid is, you know, a goat, right? A young goat. Kid, right? Yeah. Well, but the thing is that you call your kids and whatever. See, they change the words. They change interpretation. They change the whole way society behaves. We talked about on this show before. So, you know, if you want to talk about isolation among Japanese citizens, I think everybody shares this all over the world. And see, the reason the governments don't want people together is because unless, you know, like in summer of 2020, you're all going to get together and go riot. That should have been a clue. Oh, let's go burn down a police precinct. That sounds like fun. Let's all do it together. Ah, forget the masks. Come on, you know, it's a little cold, whatever. See, that should have been proof in the pudding right there when you saw it on TV and CNN reporter was doing play-by-play about them burning police precincts and rioting and killing police officers and business owners in Minneapolis. Should have been a clue. And all these other cities around America, nobody's wearing a mask unless they're hiding. They don't want to be identified. That's the only reason they'd be wearing it. Otherwise, you don't see people wearing masks. They go down there protesting. And this is why, you know, of course, Harris loves that. She wants to set up a bond fund. She'll tell you something. But then you see all these people rioting and burning down police precincts, and none of them are wearing a mask. And who's asking themselves, hey, how come they don't have masks on? It doesn't look like anybody's sick to me. It looks like they're rioting and committing all sorts of terrorist acts and destruction. Oh, no, they're not. They're just peacefully protesting. Well, if they were, how come I wasn't allowed to go to church? How come they were arresting that pastor in Tampa for holding church services and nobody's wearing a mask? Well, you can't do that. The law says, you know what? Screw your law. You know, see, when common sense fails to kick in, then you become a COVIDiot. And that's exactly what happened in Japan. That's exactly what's going on in China. And that's why their populations are decreasing, because everybody, I mean, you know, you can't even have porn without people wearing a mask, for crying out loud. Oh, a lot of fun that is. You see, here's the problem, and I don't want to be graphic about it. You can't see facial expressions when you have a mask on. Come on. And there's still people driving around in their cars. That's what I really call the COVIDiot. And they got a mask on, and they're the only one in the car. I mean, come on. You want to talk about anti-loneliness? I mean, this is all because they bought into everything their government told them and couldn't think for themselves, and they didn't put God first. See, there's this little thing, it's called hedge of protection. Oh, but no, it gets better. We have two relatively healthy autistic women that are set to be executed by their respective governments. One in the Netherlands, the first country to legalize so-called euthanasia, and the other in Canada, another northern nation where more than 4% of all annual deaths are now the result of state-facilitated suicides. Yeah, it's 28-year-old Dutch woman, Zariah Terbeek, and 27-year-old Canadian woman identified as MV in court records, have both applied for state-facilitated suicides, despite neither of them suffering a terminal or debilitating physical illness. Terbeek's boyfriend is apparently willing to hold her hand as she jumps into an early grave. MV's father, alternatively, is desperately fighting to pull her away from the grips of Canada's suicide regime, which was originally scheduled to kill her on February 1. Both cases highlight the increasing willingness of the liberal-run countries to expand their state-facilitated suicide offerings. Hey, here's a great way to check out. Tell you what, let's have the wheel of suicide. Let's spin the wheel and see how you're going to die today. And you know what? There are people dumb enough out there to go along with it. Welcome to the gene pool, friends. You know, see, this is the problem. And all these people didn't put their faith in God. That's another problem. See, all of us did. Do you know that you can pray for a hedge of protection around you? Bible says you can. So why are people so enamored with all of this checking out and giving up and not wanting to socialize and feeling lonely and, well, we have to do something to occupy ourselves? No, you don't. You get out and you socialize and you meet people and you love people. That's what God commanded you to do. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, if you don't see your neighbor, how can you show him any love? See my point? 18 minutes after the hour, by the way, on this date in 1968, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. perished in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, a lot of people believe he was assassinated. Well, he was shot. But whether he died in the hospital or died in the hotel porch that he was standing on, you know, there's arguendo there. Just like JFK, you know, King was making too much trouble for the government. And when you stick out like a sore thumb, like Brian Malinowski in Little Rock, the jackbooted fascists come to get you. And you see, now there's so much thought out there. And thank you, Phil in Florida, for sending me that big write-up on it. There's so much thought out there that you have people promoting the idea that there's some sneaky, nefarious stuff going on behind the scenes. And when you realize, like in Malinowski's case, that they were there to serve a search warrant, and that is not the way it happened, and they killed Malinowski with a gunshot to the head by breaking into his house at 6 a.m., what do they expect was going to happen? Oh, they knew it was going to happen. Jackbooted fascist thugs. Typical of Waco. They did the same thing there. And the only problem is the Branch Davidians didn't chase them off their property with gunfire and keep doing it until they killed every last damn one of those jackbooted fascist thugs. Nope, they didn't do that. Didn't turn out that way. They ended up getting burned out and crushed to death, and all those women and children died. Yeah. You see, this is, you think that this is just an isolated incident? Oh, no. No, you stick out like a sore thumb and you see what happens. And if your neighbors aren't ready for this, then your neighbors are going to watch your house getting raided. And, you know, because people, they all want to be sovereign citizens and they want to stick out like a sore thumb. See, I'm not telling you to cower in your house. I'm telling you, this is all part of what they have in store for you. Because pretty soon they'll be taking people and turning them into Soylent Green, and you'll be eating pills made out of people. Now you watch. It's coming. Meanwhile, while we're talking about Martin Luther King Jr., migrants continue to breach the U.S. southern border at El Paso. They're deporting some. 9 migrants are facing felony rioting charges. 7 migrants are currently in custody and have been booked into the El Paso County Jail. 2 others are not in custody and face outstanding arrest warrants, which means these troublemakers are out on the streets. So you people in El Paso, I feel sorry for you. A friend of mine lives there. He didn't even know any of this was going on. I said, you didn't know that all these Venezuelans stormed the border and bumped over and pushed over barricades? And I mean, like 150 migrants breached the cut wire and fence each every day right there at the border. And people are clueless. You know why? Because they're not at their front porch yet. See, that's why. They're not at their front porch yet. You just wait. When they run out of money and they run out of food, they'll be coming to pay you a visit. You just wait. Better lock them out. Attorneys for former President Trump and special counsel Jack Smith both submitted arguments to the court on the use of Presidential Records Act. Responding to a deadline set by U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon to file a hypothetical jury instruction based on a competing set of facts, some of which attorneys have argued against. Mr. Smith, of course, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, is prosecuting President Trump on 40 counts related to mishandling classified documents. Remember those optics? They raided Mar-a-Lago and put all those little evidence markers all over. And look at this document. Look at this document. Just classified. Look at this document. It's optics. So all the Democrats can sit there and look at CNN and go, hey, look at that. They got them. They got them. You know, that's what this is about. Last month, Judge Cannon held a hearing regarding 2 motions to dismiss counts 1 through 32 based on the Presidential Records Act and for constitutional vagueness. Hours after the hearing, Judge denied the second motion without prejudice, writing the arguments could be renewed in relation to jury instructions. Oh, I'd like to see how this is going to work. You see, because at some point in time, don't you think the jury's going to want to see the documents and not just take Jack Smith's word for it? The judge required the parties to contemplate how the Presidential Records Act should be explained to jurors as it applied to the case. Prosecutors argued the judge used a fundamentally flawed legal premise in the scenario she presented. Well, fine, appeal it if you don't like it. See how far that gets. Presidential Records Act should play no role at the trial at all. Of course not. They want to convict Trump. They want to put him in jail. That's why they're stalling this trial through November. They want this trial to take place after November. Because they want Trump. They want him to be given a chance. But see, this whole thing is politically motivated. We all know it. But if they can come after him, they certainly can come after you. And I guess maybe this is what they use to get everybody to toe the line, especially all of you MAGA Republicans and Christians out there who think, you know, you're just totally incensed with what's going on. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro, by the way, filed another request to the U.S. Supreme Court to bid to avoid prison time after spending 2 weeks in lockup already on contempt of Congress charges. You see, the thing is that everything that happened to the J6 committee is a joke. And they basically hid evidence. Navarro was basically saying, hey, executive privilege here. And they said, nope, you're in contempt. And so Navarro's lawyer submitted a petition of reconsideration of an emergency request he filed last month, which is denied by Chief Justice Roberts. Navarro is looking at 4 months in prison. He served 15 days behind bars already, and they're saying, look, you're talking about a March 19th day he surrendered. The petition read of note, on March 26, 2024, the D.C. Circuit set a briefing schedule in the appeal. The briefing will not be concluded until July 19th, after he's scheduled to have served the entirety of his prison sentence. So now they want another judge on the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch, an appointee of Trump, to review Mr. Navarro's request. That would be called judge shopping. Yep. See, Navarro didn't need to be there at all. He did not need to be there at all. Nope. See, if the thing is if the jury, the J6 committee, the little jury they put together there, judge, jury, and executioner, if they actually had critical evidence, then they should have put everything on the table, but they didn't. They hid stuff. They lied about stuff. They deleted stuff. And where's your credibility now? See, already we hate Congress like we hate each other. I don't know. Maybe that hatred is well-deserved. Who knows? How can you love somebody that's passing laws to restrict your privacy, intrude in your life, digitize everything to the point where they control every financial transaction you make? What kind of respect do you have for those people? I know you ask yourself that question every day, right? As you send a message to Washington, flush twice. A new Wall Street Journal poll found former President Trump leads Biden in six critical swing states. Gee, I wonder how that is. Voter discontent, job performance, and economic management of Biden. Now, see, they're waking up and they're realizing, and I'm not going to sit here and quote you, you know, what the results were, because there's a plus or minus, right? It's a survey. It's statistics. But here's the thing. Even Democrats and independent voters are looking at the economy going, man, I had to fill up my premium car with $4.20 a gallon gas. What's going on here? And I mean, that was just in certain parts of the Midwest. I mean, in Hawaii and California, geez, you're going to be paying way more than that. And see, people are starting to understand what's going on. I mean, you've got even politicians on the state level, like Nebraska State Senator Mike O'Donnell. He just announced he's switching party affiliation from Democrat to Republican, citing his Christian faith and views on abortion. Gee, it took him long enough. He told all the local media outlets, citing the Democratic Party's opposition to his pro-life stance. When he ran for re-election as a Democrat in 2020, he was pro-life. He's Catholic, and recalling in 16, he ran as a pro-life candidate for Nebraska's 5th Legislative District. Now, of course, Democrats, you know, they voted not to seat him as a delegate and not share party resources. So there. So he just became a Republican. There you have that. When we come back from our break, we're going to be talking about something that Adam Andrzejewski in Open the Books just found out about what the House Freedom Caucus members have been doing. Wow, all those earmarks. We'll be back with more after these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and we're back here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, the overinformed Dave Krieger. I get the charge out of that. Sorry, I can't lay off of that today. The House Freedom Caucus, before we went to break, we were telling you about this. It was founded in 2015. Ooh. So do the math. The self-styled fiscal conservatives promoted themselves as a bulwark against establishment spending that would bankrupt the nation. Well, there you have it. Huh. Doing my Walter Cronkite here. That's the way it is. Yeah. Turns out many are better at breaking their promises rather than stopping spending. So here's what Adam Andrzejewski and Open the Books did. I mean, we could sit there and talk to him about a half an hour and for one segment, and he would just fill us in on all this. But I decided instead of calling him, we just exposed the naughty list on our email blast. Oh, yeah. All of the Freedom Caucus members, House Freedom Caucus folks, 22 of the 49 Freedom Caucus members standing shoulder to shoulder with the squad whose earmarking we reported last week. Nearly half the caucus members are cross-dressing as fiscal conservative, making 210 earmark requests for pet projects in their district. Even House Speaker Mike Johnson, erstwhile Freedom Caucus member, earmarked $60 million last year and $7 million this year. Earmarking is a practice that gives individual members with clout in their caucus a ticket to goodies for the folks back home, funding pet projects and otherwise that aren't passing muster despite seemingly infinite number of federal programs. Incredibly, the members of the Conservative Freedom Caucus, the Progressive Squad, and the Uniparty Establishment are an alliance that wasted a stunning $32 billion on earmarks since last year. And as Reagan would say, you know, the president that passed away from Alzheimer's, well, there's no left or right, only up or down. Nancy, get me my medication. Yeah, well, oh, there you go again. Yeah, I know. There I go again. Thank you for that, Ronnie. Hey, you know, here's the thing. If you look at the chart, 508,882,801 is this year's earmarks by the Freedom Caucus. Yeah, from the naughty list. Need I say more? They added it all up. Open the books did. They searched and searched and searched, found all the earmarks. And this is where you get. This is what you get. Those Freedom Caucus earmarks cost taxpayers $4.6 million each, more than double the member average for the rest of Congress. With every dime borrowed against our $34 trillion national debt, this is a moral outrage, don't you think? A judge in New Mexico, U.S. District Judge James Browning, has ruled New Mexico Secretary of State's office and the state AG had violated the National Voter Registration Act by refusing to provide voter data to a conservative-backed group named Voter Reference Foundation. Court documents named the New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver and Attorney General Raul Torres as the defendants. Court also stated this is the Voter Reference Foundation. They're entitled to reasonable attorney's fees, litigation expenses, and costs accrued in its prosecution of claims made under the National Voter Registration Act, which they violated. Crazy, huh? Failure to disclose is what you get. The FBI has arrested a Loudoun County, Virginia couple early this morning for entering the Capitol building 3 years ago. Thomas Kasparek and wife Dr. Daphne Kasparek told America First with Sebastian Gorka in an exclusive interview Monday. The FBI came to their home 6 a.m. in cars with flashing lights, pounded on the door, and yelled for him to come out with your hands up. Thomas said he was up, but Daphne was still sound asleep. He woke her up gently and told her to call his friend Richard Ryan, who was a co-plaintiff in a case related to an election integrity case they filed in November 22. Against Loudoun County's Electoral Board and Board of Supervisors based on the concerns the electric voting machines were made in China. The case was thrown out J6th of 2023, according to LoudounNow.com. Meanwhile, Thomas went to open the door. They opened the door and stuck an M4 in my face. They were in full gear. Six guys at the door with their guns drawn. He asked them for a warrant. They told him they would show it to him when they got downtown. Ooh. They put him in hand and ankle cuffs with chains and walked him down his driveway down the street. That's called the perp walk. They did the same thing to his wife. She said, never had anything like this happen. Yeah, let's hope it doesn't happen again. They were then taken downtown to the FBI field office, fingerprinted, swabbed for DNA, photographed, and then interrogated. Thomas said it was apparent the FBI had been building a case against him for entering the Capitol 3 years ago. See, he told you, it always takes them 3 years to do something. They were charged with four misdemeanors. Entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a Capitol building, and demonstrating or picketing in any Capitol building. Thomas said they were inside the building for 12 minutes. Well, doesn't matter. There was a guy in there for 3 minutes, and they got him. He's doing time. Sorry about that, folks. It was a trap. Should have known. She was a doctor. I don't know if it was a medical doctor or a PhD or whatever. On Fox Business Network, Mornings with Maria. Now, she's a member of CFR, just so you know. Maria Bartiromo. Oh, yeah, CFR. Bill Hagerty, Republican Tennessee, explained how he believed Democrats plan to strengthen their chances at maintaining a hold on Congress. They're going to allow immigrants, illegal immigrants, to migrate to blue states that are losing population and counting them in the next census. That way, Democrats will gain an advantage over Republicans. You see, they are what they're doing, and this is according to an email I got yesterday from Wendy Rogers in Arizona, who's a state senator there. Texas, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, what they're doing, they're registering them into the hundreds of thousands of people. Because they can only get a Social Security card, and they don't show an ID when they go register to vote. So they're illegally registering people to vote. The illegals, just using their Social Security card. It's a leverage opportunity on America. Crazy, isn't it? Two brothers have pled guilty to insider trading related to Donald Trump's Truth Social merger. Florida venture capitalist Michael Schwartzman and Gerald Schwartzman entered the pleas in a New York court 2-1 count of securities fraud, which can carry a max sentence of 20 years in the slammer. See, they admitted they received confidential inside information about the DWAC and Trump media merger and then used it to make profitable but illegal open market trades. In fact, the brothers made more than $22 million in illegal profits. Oh, gee. And they admitted they made a terrible mistake. Well, see, the average prison sentence for federal fraud cases like this is about 2 years. But you look at them and what they did, because this is involving Trump. And then you look at what all of Congress is doing, like Pelosi and other people. And they're making all this money off defense contractors and all this other side. And this trades, oh, it's illegal if you're a congressperson. But not if you're a Florida venture capitalist. There's that dual system of justice again. And, of course, the result shouldn't apprise anyone. Surprise, surprise. I didn't do my Gomer this morning. I could have, but I'm not. Mass layoffs begin at California fast food chains as $20 per hour minimum wage kicks in. Oh, yeah. What were you expecting? Inflation has driven up operational costs for businesses across the U.S. and shrunk profit margins for major food chains in the past few years. This has led to higher menu prices like the $18 Big Mac, slowing sales for every major fast food company. Really, maybe that would be a clue that maybe you should go to the grocery store and buy healthy food or shop at your farmer's market and start eating healthy and screw the junk food. Oh, no, I got to buy chicken nuggets. Yeah, they're plastic. That's why we're having Mark Richards on the show to talk about it. Yeah, you go order those chicken nuggets and what's in them. Thank you, Dow Chemical, for all those PFASs and everything else. See, Dow Chemical is the one that created all this stuff and then patted itself on the back because now we can put water in bottles. Another anchor dragging on the restaurant business in many reasons was regions was 2 years of COVID stimulus coupled with rent moratoriums, creating aggressive labor shortages and raising wages in upwards of $16 an hour for brand new, no-skill employees. Small chains and mom-and-pop businesses simply couldn't compete. Larger chains raise prices, but have also been forced to reduce employees and labor costs through automation. But the layoffs are just getting started. Enter California's Fast Recovery Act, passed into law in 2022, going into effect in April of this year. The legislation requires a particular set of food chains dealing in certain kinds of products outlined in the law to raise their minimum wages already at $16 an hour to $20 an hour. So what do you think businesses are going to do? They're going to start laying off en masse. They've already begun firing thousands of workers. And see, these digital options that many fast food franchises are referring to are automated ordering systems, robot workers. Yes, slowly but surely becoming more cost effective than humans. One fast food location in California is testing a fully robotic restaurant with no human workers. Oh, my. In the health category, can cataracts be reversed? We've got an article there for you. They are the leading cause of blindness worldwide. The human lens is normally transparent. Cataracts occur when the lens degenerates, causing it to swell and turn white, leading to blurry vision. In severe cases, the eye can become as white as a bright moon and light cannot penetrate. Been there, done that. And of course, patients with severe cataracts require surgical treatment, but according to some in Chinese medicine, home eye care techniques has revealed oxidative stress is one of the main mechanisms leading to cataracts, where nucleic acids, proteins, and lipids in the lens denature, resulting in mutations in programmed cell death. And of course, electromagnetic radiation is a common risk factor for cataracts, especially at low doses. Even widely used LED lights in daily life can damage the lens epithelium. There are several types of herbs, like tonifying herbs, blood-activating herbs, vision-clearing herbs, as well as eye exercises and massage that can actually cure cataracts, according to Eastern medicine practitioners. 46 minutes after the hour, three New York counties, by the way, have also added to the emergency, state of emergency declared ahead of the solar eclipse. Oswego, Jefferson, and Wayne counties in New York have declared or will declare a state of emergency due to the upcoming solar eclipse. And why is that? Traffic. See, and anybody that lives in those areas, because Oswego's like right in the path of totality. Officials in New York's Jefferson County and Wayne County are, you know, Wayne County's already done it. Jefferson County said they would soon declare one. See, because the thing is, here's what they're telling you. There's no need to panic or hoard supplies, so don't rush out to the stores and clear out their shelves. That's a quote. It's a quote. Why would people do that? Because you said so. That's like telling somebody, no, you can't go fill up your tank. No, you can't go buy toilet paper. No, you can't go outside. No, you have to stay at home. You have to wear a mask indoors and isolate from each other. Stop having sex. Yes, this stupid is as stupid does, folks. It's crazy. But this is what they're doing. Everybody that's in the path of totality, I mean, you look at the map, they're all over the place. You probably have heard in your neighborhood, if you don't have internet, that you're in the path of totality and pretty soon it will come right over the top of you. We had Pastor Jim Staley on yesterday that talked all about that and the possibility of major earthquakes after that. It could happen. Don't know yet. That'd be interesting if it did, though. New Madrid Fault just caved in. That'd be interesting. Then people would look up and, you know, Zuckerberg would run into his not fully completed bunker in Hawaii and, yeah. Yeah, we know who we would like God to smite, huh? Wow. I know. We're not supposed to think like that, are we? Well, we do. To err is human. The first man to receive a genetically modified kidney transplant from a pig has been discharged from the hospital. He was in Mass Gen. Organ transplants from genetically modified pigs have failed in the past, but so far, he's hanging in there. Oink, oink. In the surveillance state, oh, here's something interesting for those of you shopping at Amazon stores. You know that Just Walk Out technology touted as fully automated checkout-free system? Well, it's been revealed that there are a bunch of heavily relied upon human reviewers, particularly a team of over 1,000 workers in India. Oh, my gosh, my golly. Well, according to the information, the Just Walk Out technology uses cameras and sensors to track customer purchases. More than 1,000 people in our country have been hired to watch and label videos to ensure accurate checkouts. Aha, so much for automation, huh? Liars. Liars! The heavily reliance on human reviewers has led Amazon to phase out the technology in its Amazon Fresh grocery stores, opting for a more reliable solution called Dash Carts. Yeah, the shopping carts feature embedded scanners and screens allowing customers to check out as they shop. Gee, I wonder if it'll let you actually open the door. You know, see, that way if you pilfer stuff, this is Gizmodo that's reporting these, that the Dash Carts are replacing the Just Walk Out technology. Now imagine if there was anything in your cart that wasn't paid for, whether it was deliberate or otherwise, and as you rolled your cart, you know, through the door and it passed through the scanners and they picked up on it, the door would lock automatically and an alarm would go off and you couldn't get out the door. I mean, literally, and you would have to get some sort of tempered glass to keep them from smashing it out, but you literally could trap that person in that little lane right there as they tried to get out of the door. So security could, you know, walk up on them and go, okay, what have you got in there you didn't check out with? Imagine that. You think they'll be smart enough to do that, to put automatic lockers on the doors? They don't do it now. So what you're basically promoting is that people can go load up their Dash Carts and just run out the door with it. Don't worry, when they get hard up and they need food, they'll come pay you a visit, because now we've exposed what they're doing. And all those 1,000 Indians over there that are going, by gosh, by golly, they're come to walk out the door. I'm not like to be liking that they're going to take all these groceries out the door. The state of Tennessee, meanwhile, has said no to mRNA vaccines in food. The Senate just passed a bill which would require any food containing vaccines or vaccine materials to be labeled as pharmaceutical drugs. HB 1894 was passed by the Tennessee Senate 23-6. At State House, passed it 73-22, awaiting Governor Bill Lee's signature. The research involving all of this, you know, this is a response to a University of California Riverside research project looking into whether mRNA, which targets pathogens, could be implanted into edible plants, which would then be consumed. Research funded by a $500,000 grant from the National Science Foundation. Folks, I'm telling you, you would have to get a prescription for that to make sure we know how much of the lettuce you'd have to eat based off your body type so we don't under-vaccinate you. This is all this garbage that's going on. They would classify foods modified to act as vaccines as pharmaceuticals. Vaccine lettuce. Oh, my. Yeah, we've got some interesting things to talk about here. Let's go to the phones real quick. I'll give you a minute apiece. Phil in Florida, go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. I'd like to rattle off a couple of things real quick, and then I'll shut up. Maybe the listeners can go to these things. As far as MLK, and I'll just rattle these off, Dave. As far as MLK, there was a court case, and basically in 1999 in Memphis, and the King family, the court found the government, basically FBI, U.S. military, Memphis PD, guilty of conspiracy, overwhelmingly, unanimously, in the killing of Martin Luther King. It wasn't an opinion. It was actually a jury found them unanimously guilty as a result of a federal civil case trial. I want to recommend CorbettReport.com/MLK. Second one I wanted to lay out there was Palestine-Israel in the recent killing of over 400 people, doctors, medical professionals, patients in that hospital there. I forget the name of it. And I'd like to recommend a couple of Jewish journalists, Max Bloomberg of American Jew who spent a lot of time over there in Palestine, Israel. Aaron Mattei, also with the GrayZone.com. That's the publication, GrayZone.com. A Canadian Jew who's spent time. And the last one is the earthquake in Taiwan, and, you know, who benefits and weather warfare. We've got Dane Wigginton at a possible guest or place to go look, and the Palestine thing.
Yeah, Bill, it's unfortunate for Dane Wigginton because of the fact that, you know, the time slot was a problem for him. He can't do that. Tim in Michigan, you've got less than a minute here, Phil. I appreciate your call. Tim in Michigan, go ahead. Oh, no, there's the music. Ah, darn. We didn't get to you. You know, we're going to try to reach out to Dr. Mark Richards after the break. And if you have something medically to talk about when we come back with Dr. Mark Richards, you are welcome to call into the show. Always welcome your calls. I appreciate it. We just ran out of time. Why'd you guys wait till the last minute to call? Oh, God, I hate it when that happens. Well, it's all right. You know, we got some very important messages here from the Power Mall to cover before we come back. Stay with us.
And well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.